Well, I've always painted. And then what happened? I retired, went to the VA to get my ducks all in a row. And you go through a registration process, and that's when I had gotten wounded. They said, you have a Purple Heart? Do you have PTSD? I said, no, I don't have PTSD. He started asking me questions, and I started answering yes to all of them. So I got diagnosed with PTSD. Part of the therapy, people have different ways. Some people, they have equestrian events at the VA. So one of them was art. So I started painting, and I started to, it was very cathartic. So I started painting, and I was surprised, I just don't have enough time to paint, even while I'm retired. But that's the source of, they just recently, all the VAs in March, they have a cultural, arts and culture, and they have different things. So this year, I missed last year, but this year I put in two pieces, and both of them won. One won first place in fine arts, and the other one won best of the show. What they do, they take a JPEG of it, send it to Washington. In Washington, they pick out, I think it's 20 or 25, from all the VAs throughout the United States, which is about 70. And the winners this year, they're getting sent to Boston, and they ship the actual piece. My two pieces are still at the VA. They ship them out there, and all expenses paid. So I hope I make it. I've been there once. I'd like to go again to Boston, Massachusetts. But that's the whole idea. This piece is for next year, so I kind of started ahead of time for that.
When do you know?
In May. They said we received some kind of package in May, so I'm, waiting for that. And I have another show I'm doing at the National Orange Show. That one, I have two completely different pieces there. So I have a lot of pieces. So this year, I have like a 5-year plan. This year is to compete and to show everywhere I can. Last year was also, but it was just like, sort of honing and crystallizing my style and stuff. I only did acrylics, and then I just did a show about 2 years ago in Redlands, the Redlands Art Association, and I did a collage, and everybody loved it, so I started collaging, and that's become the style now.
This is something you could look at and not get tired of it, because it has something new every time. What would be your advice to anybody that wants to paint and wants to create something that's going to bring people back to look a second time?
Well, you just have to paint. The whole idea is to paint. You have it in you. I get people, they'll come up, and I can tell by the way they're looking at us. I ask them, are you an artist? They say, well, they sort of hee-haw. I said, if you think you're an artist, you are. And it's just a matter of just getting in. You have to educate yourself, look at other people's art, go to museums, art museums, if you get a chance, which is a good thing, and just hone your style, go to art shows. And like I tell them, I've been at art show, and people have come up. I organized this art show in Redlands, where I'm from. It was like a street walk. We had some artists, and people come up, I don't like that. And I said, that's good. At least you've gotten some type of reaction. The worst thing, people come up and okay, and they keep walking. If you make them mad, if they tell you don't like it, you've gotten a reaction. You've done something. So that's the main thing, and you got to paint for yourself, unless you're going to be a commercial artist. But otherwise, just paint and you'll discover your style. You'll discover your style.
Where can people see your art?
I have a show coming up. Well, not a show. They have the National Orange Show, which is in San Bernardino off of Waterman at the fairgrounds right there. And it's going to be in May. I think it's a 3 or 4 day event. I'm going to have art there. But this year is just showing my art as many places that I can. So, but maybe if I make it, you'll maybe see something in October, because that's when the finals are in Boston. If I make that, God willing, then maybe you can see it in the paper or something.
And is there also a website where we'll see your
final? No, I'm old school. I don't have a website. I don't show my stuff. I'm like old school people. I know other artists, they don't sell the actual original work. They'll sell prints of it and stuff. And I'm old school where the old artists, you got what they painted, not a copy of it. So I should get a website or a Facebook or something. So
this has been great, Tom. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.